Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Would you like a weekend? Right, Josh?
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Bristol.
What's going on?
I've got a bit of a problem. All my friends are going on holiday and I'm not, and I'm getting a bit annoyed. So I just wondered if you've got any tips on how I can feel holiday-ish.
Right, okay, so you're not going anywhere?
No.
And what are your friends saying?
They're just saying, like, on Facebook, holiday in 2 days, yay, and stuff. And I'm getting a bit annoyed.
Where are they going?
They're going to Spain and stuff. And my friend texted me yesterday and said he's going on a cruise, which didn't help.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
And no plans to go on holiday at all?
No.
Right, okay, so what do you need? Just some tips on how to do it, like, at home and not spend any money?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I'd give you a pick from yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that where you got the inspiration from?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first thing, have you got access to any sun cream?
Yes, I've got it in front of me now.
You got it?
Yes.
Okay, what factor is it?
25.
Oh, that's quite high, that's good, yeah. Put that on now.
Alright then.
Just, like, apply to your face.
Always apply more than you need.
Yeah.
Right,
apply
then.
More than you need. Are you planning to go outside today?
I could do if you want.
Don't have to, it's fine.
Alright, I'm
just. It's just the smell of it you need.
I'm putting some on my face.
Put it on face and arms.
Okay then.
Alright, you're doing that?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want some music to help you?
Alright then.
Right, okay. Whereabouts in Bristol are you?
In Whitchurch.
Whitchurch, not anymore.
This reminds me of being at home with my Greek boyfriend. We always listen to this.
I bet
it's
you
his
do.
Favourite.
Every night.
Yeah.
We're doing the dishes.
Throwing them at each other.
Washing them up, not smashing them.
See, you're in Falaraki now.
I know. It does feel like it.
Does it?
Yeah.
With the whiff of the suntan cream as well.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, one more thing. Are you feeling holiday-ish yet, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling holiday-ish yet?
A bit, yeah.
Okay. Next time you go to the loo...
Yeah.
Don't flush the paper down the loo.
All right, then.
Okay, put the paper in the bin.
Okay.
That's what they do on holiday abroad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does anyone ever do that?
A special bin by the loo, not just any old bin. You don't want it in your lounge, do you?
Who actually puts the paper in that bin? I don't. I just flush and hope for the best.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you put the paper in the bin?
Yeah.
Okay, well, make sure you do it again.
But I don't empty it, though, do I? It's the cleaners that empty it.
That is true, Josh. feeling holiday-ish at all?
Yes, very.
You are, excellent. So you don't need to go to Spain?
No.
So he's only feeling holiday-ish a bit when you played that music and put the sun cream on, but now he's put the toilet paper in the bin, now he really feels like he's on holiday.
Feels like he's abroad.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on my Facebook now.
What?
You're gonna what?
Put it on my Facebook.
I put it on your face.
Your face. Don't put it on your face. Okay.
That's what I thought you said.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Love you.
Bye. Love you too. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Hi, Alice. Travelling home from Cardiff Airport. Just come back from Spain. It rained every day. It's been really nice here, actually, hasn't it?
Especially that's the worst thing if you get back from holiday and it's rained. Some
don't you hate it when people say
person
that?
Say, it's been really nice.
Yeah, it's been really nice here actually. Yeah,
not for the past week.
Yeah, I was in Cardiff. It was really sunny, like 25 degrees every day. for the last week.
It wasn't.
It was.
It really wasn't.
Okay, sorry. Dizzy Rascal and Holiday. Hello.
Hi, Sky. It's Josh again from Bristol.
Hi, Josh again from Bristol.
Hi. I'm annoyed now because I told you my problem and then you just go and play a song with Holiday in it.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's not really helping.
No. What have you put on your Facebook status now?
I haven't put it on yet. I'm going to put it on in a minute.
Okay, what are you going to put?
On Holiday.
Josh is on Holiday.
Yeah.
Okay. One more tip, by the way.
All right.
Have you got any ham and cheese in the house?
Yeah.
Right, have you got any bread?
Yeah.
Okay, make a ham and cheese baguette.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to put anything else in there. It's got to be really dry.
All right.
And if the bread could be a bit stale, that'd be amazing.
All right.
Okay?
I'm going to do this every day now.
Are you?
Yeah.
So, sun cream, not flushing the paper down the loo.
All right.
Not poo in the bin, obviously.
Don't poo in the bin. And ham and cheese baguette, yeah?
All right, then.
Okay.
All right.
Do you know, we were just talking about this, me and the one that didn't speak.
You don't get a stale ham and cheese baguette everywhere, do you?
In Europe, you do.
You always do at airports.
You do. Madrid airport is awful for it. We were just talking about this, yeah. If your flight's been delayed, the only thing you can get to eat at Madrid airport is a dry ham and cheese baguette. It's
okay.
True.
Josh also needs to cup off with some massive minger in a pink Stetson with her name on the back of her T-shirt.
Yeah. Can that be arranged?
Have you got one of those in your lounge, Josh?
No.
There'll be a Hindu in Bristol tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. What? That always happens on holiday.
It's true.
Thanks.
So, okay, that one as well, Josh. All right.
All right.
I'll let you go. I love you, mate.
All right, bye.
What were you saying about the airport in Canada?
I was saying it's even worse at the airports where all they offer you is ham and cheese baguette, but you can see all the other amazing restaurants and stuff, but they're for
and
people
the
going
side.
Somewhere else. There is that airport in Vancouver, I think it was, where if you're coming back to England, you can have ham and cheese baguette. If you're going to America, you can have whatever you want. And there was all these people just staring through the glass at McDonald's.
Well, so there's a McDonald's on the other side
there's
of the glass.
All these amazing restaurants.
But you can't get to it.
Stood at the edge, like.
You can't get to it.
There's all these amazing restaurants like McDonald's.
Yeah.
You really are a cheap date, aren't you?
No.
It's McDonald's or ham and cheese. There's no
exactly.
Question, is there?
McDonald's is amazing when you're faced with a ham and cheese baguette dry. Especially when you know you can't get to it and it's on the other side. But you can't get to that McDonald's because you're going back to the UK.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Is that why you didn't see the Badger Channel?
Why?
At Centre Parks, because you were loving it up with a minger and a hat.
No, you don't. No. No.
Okay.
You don't. You don't tend to get mingers in hats at Centre Park.
No. Josh, if you're still listening, I'm sure he is, with his sun cream on, having a poo in the bin. there's a hen do tonight in Hull, if you're interested. It's a bit far to go to come off with a minger, though, isn't it, Hull, from Bristol?
Yeah, that is a bit of a journey. There must be a hen do between Bristol and Hull, surely.
Everyone's saying, you're so right about Madrid Airport. Just ham and cheese baguette. It's true. We've got the final icing on the cake now. For you to feel like you're on holiday, if you're not going anywhere like Josh, drink Fanta Lemon. Fanta Limon.
Ah, yeah.
Limon Fanta, that's what you need.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi to Paul, Sam, Ryan and Lauren, who are on their way to London to the Big Brother eviction. Is that still on? Doesn't it finish in like 2 weeks?
What?
I know. Big Brother, do you remember that?
Brother. Yeah, I do remember, yeah.
I used to really care when that had finished.
Normally you've been on Big Brother's Little Brother by now, haven't you?
Yeah, I haven't watched any of it this year. It's really bad, isn't it? I know.
You should go on, though. I mean, if they ask
you... You should just hang out with George Lamb on there.
If they asked you, what would you say? Would you say, no, I haven't been watching it?
Yes.
I don't think you would.
They have asked me already.
I think your first question would be how much.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, that's... Yeah.
No, it would not.
Would I get more than last year?
I know yours would. No, I have been asked, and I said, sorry, I haven't been watching it this year. And that's not because it's been bad, but because I've been doing lots of other stuff, so I've not...
Well, that was a very comprehensive answer you gave them.
Yeah. Now, get this right. We're just talking about this. A friend of the one that doesn't speak, he was at the cocktail evening with him the other night. Remember the one we mentioned?
Yes.
Felt like it was in the 80s.
Yeah.
All bamboo everywhere.
Drinking out of a canoe.
With a big store out of a canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Then he came out and thought, oh, rubbish, I'm not on a Greek island. I'm still in London.
Yeah.
Well, a friend of the one that doesn't speak was in a pub fairly recently. He just bought everyone quite a large round, like everybody he was with, okay?
Right.
First drink of the night, they're all having a good time, and he gets asked to leave. Because his laugh was too loud.
Right.
No, it's not like a... It's quite a loud laugh, but it's not like... You know, it's, I mean, it's fairly loud.
Is it that louder than Sam, Internet Sam's laugh? Because that's quite loud.
The guy who does our website
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of...
I would say louder. I would say louder than that. But, like, the lady comes over. I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. Now, obviously, he thinks she's joking, so laughs even more. But it's not like he was swearing or being abusive or anything. He just has a loud laugh. It's not his fault.
And he bought the first round.
And he'd bought the round and he had to leave.
That's
he actually
disastrous.
Had to leave the pub because of his laugh. That is a weird reason for being thrown out of somewhere, don't you think?
Very strange.
Very strange.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
It's Tony.
Tony, what are you saying?
We're in a comedy club at the weekend on a hen do, and two of the girls got kicked out for laughing too loud.
What?
In a comedy store?
Yeah. At a comedy club, the comedian was on stage and they were laughing too loud, so the usher came over and asked them to leave.
What, and they said, sorry, you're laughing too loud at this?
Yeah.
Were they laughing in the wrong places?
No, I don't think so. They weren't very funny, really, to be honest. But
right,
they
so they should have been glad of the laughter.
Yeah, I think so.
See, but, this has happened to Maddie as well. Got kicked out of a comedy club in Cardiff for laughing too loud. That's weird.
I know, it was quite weird, but we were quite drunk, obviously, but just two of them out of the ten of us got escorted outside.
Well, they shouldn't have laughed.
They were laughing too loud, and they didn't want us to heckle the comedians either. I'd sit quietly.
Were you doing that just a little bit?
Well,
yeah, okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.